Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from one of those famous authors. On the weekends, they go up to their chalet for a gangbang weekend. I could be reading from the guy who closes his door at lunch across from you at work. You know why he does it? His wife sends a masturbation porno. I could be reading from a woman who likes to take her boyfriend to a swap party. The thing is, it's a gay swap party. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, or even if it's just to say hello, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession, question, or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You are 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content, or racial slurs, will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Hello, hello, I'm back, and I do not want a mulligan from last week at all. Okay, first up, don't forget you can vote once a day on the ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards. I made it to the top 5 for Best Entertainment Podcast. You can vote once a day. I think I just said that. Votes are open from April 1st to April 30th. And I hope to see you in the Poconos with me. Last week was a total cluster. It started off with a thing I had to do, and the recording equipment was there. I should have been able to do what I needed to do for you guys. And I get there and it didn't work. It did not work. And that's that. So I get home. The day I drive home, 6 hours, I kid you not, I end up in the hospital with a kidney stone. So that's what your girl has been nursing from Wednesday to, well, I'm kind of still nursing it. So there you go. I'm doing better, but you know, I'll never go. I never want a mulligan of last week. That's why I don't want a mulligan of last week. So there you go. Don't forget also, I'm going to be at the Exotica in Chicago walking around. I don't have a booth, but you'll be able to see me and Bex walking around saying hello. We'll be there Friday and Saturday, leaving early morning on Sunday flying home, but I will be there. So I hope to see you and say hello and put some names to new faces and even see some ones that I know that are coming. I cannot wait to see each and every one of you there just to say hello and see what you, because I know some of you are going to be first. That's the first time you've been to an Exotica. So I can't wait to hear what you think of the Exotica convention. This is going to be interesting, I think. Also, don't forget Wichita, Kansas. I will be at the Bunny Tails and Treats the following weekend, the 19th and the 20th in Wichita. Information is on both my Instagram and Twitter, and I think Facebook pages, which is all I'm ever on when I do get on there. I know. And I'm the two couples that talked to me in Louisville, I'm working on it. And I actually have hired a tech girl to get on my butt a little bit more and help turn in some of these. I don't know. She's going to work her magic wand like Merlin, just saying. And maybe the good kind that we all like, you know, who knows? You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, when Gina called it had been nearly 8 months when we got together. We lived several hours apart, but she was coming to town in a few weeks on a business trip for 3 days and wanted me to fill her and her free time. I immediately cleared my calendar. Gina, who was in her late 20s when I first met her at 18, was now in her mid-40s, and I was in my mid-30s. We had been good friends all this time and going to fuck buddies since. I picked her up curbside at the airport and had barely pulled into the exit lanes before she had my cock into her mouth. She was ravenous and swallowed my load as we were pulling into the hotel parking lot. Once in a room, we fucked like crazy newlyweds for the next hour or so. She had multiple orgasms, and she was recovering from the last one when her cell phone rang. Oh, shit. I forgot to call and let him know I made got here. This was the flip phone era of cells, so we didn't have to worry about FaceTime. But as technology advanced, we had to adjust. She flipped open the cell, putting it on speaker, putting her finger to her lips to let me know to be quiet. I laid my head on her stomach and caressed some of her curves. "Hey, you didn't check in. I was worried about you," he said. "I'm sorry, I got here and there was a mix-up at the room that took a while to straighten out. When I finally got to the room, I just laid down and rested my eyes. I guess I knocked out." "Yeah, you have that hushed, breathless, sleepy, or I've just been fucked good voice," he laughed. Jean and I exchanged silent grins. "Actually, I was having a naughty dream when you called," she said. I looked at her and raised my eyebrows, and she blew me a silent kiss. "Oh yeah? What was it about?" "I got picked up by a younger guy at the airport who was staying at my hotel. We shared a ride to the hotel, and he seduced me. He was fucking and using me when the phone woke me," she said. I quietly slipped down between her legs and began licking and sucking her glistening folds of her pussy. "That sounds hot," he said. "My naughty girl." He suggested that we have phone sex, and she squirmed with my tongue flicking her clit. She agreed, and they began to talk dirty. I was now fingering her where my mouth savored her pussy. At one point, she told him how she loved sucking his big cock. I don't know if she was just trying to make me jealous, but I did have a small pang of jealousy, but it really turned me on as they described what they were doing to each other. After a few minutes, he said I was close to climaxing, and Gina gasped that she was too. I held her clit gently between the front teeth and flicked it with my upper tongue while I fucked her pussy with three fingers. They both cried out as she quivered. They chatted aimlessly for a few minutes before saying their goodbyes and hung up. I immediately pulled her underneath me and mounted her. I had the urge to reclaim her like the husband of a wife that had just been fucked by another man. She has still not recovered from her orgasm. I was bucking underneath me, relentless, pounding and begging me to fuck her. Those 3 days when she wasn't at work, or we weren't eating, we were fucking. I fucked her before work, after work, and every opportunity in between. She returned home to her man, sore, with a smile. I smiled for weeks after. About 2 months after her visit, Gina called again asking for a favor. It seems her boyfriend had gotten a charge out of her story about the dream she'd had the night he called and interrupted us fucking in her hotel room. They watched a few porn videos with two guys fucking a girl, and he suggested they try it. She initially tried to persuade him otherwise, but he was determined to try. She agreed, but only if she got to pick the guy, and only when, if she was ready. When they had to put an ad out in Craigslist to find a candidate, there were a couple guys they might be interested in, but she didn't really like the idea of a stranger and thought maybe I could be a third. However, she didn't want him to know that we knew each other. Gina and I had other threesomes during our escapades, one with me, her and her girlfriend, and one with me and one of her ex-boyfriends. They had been hot, but we both enjoyed each other too much to bring each other's into the mix too often. She suggested that I reply to their ad as a stranger, and she could pick me, but only if I was comfortable doing that. Of course, I would step in and help her out. She was always there for me, not to mention that I loved fucking a hot MILF who'd been spoiling me since I was 18. She told me what ad to look for, and I immediately submitted a respectful reply with a nice face body cock pic attached. They responded, and we exchanged emails, phone numbers, texts, and calls. Gina would follow up with me after each and tell me how it was going. She said he was kind of trying to make the case for a couple other guys that were nice looking, but she'd all made up her mind. She also noted it might be coincidental, but those guys were packing a bit smaller than the cock I brought to the table. She stuck to her guns, and he agreed. They invited me to meet up with them at the local hotel. We agreed on a date, and I made a special trip to their town. When I arrived, they texted me their room number. I must admit, I still was a bit nervous. I knocked softly at the door, and he opened the door and let me in. He looked similar to me, as if it was me, 10 years older. Gina came out of the bathroom wearing a sheer lace black baby doll top and a matching black panties. She looked delicious. She smiled and actually blushed. We had a couple of drinks and let the mood dictate. Gina finally stood and walked over to me. I stood up, and she leaned in and gently kissed me. She began to unbutton my shirt and dress me as my hands roamed her body. Her boyfriend sat drinking and watching, rubbing the bulge in his pants. When only my briefs were left, she slowly knelt in front of me, pulling them down and releasing my hard cock. Yes, she sighed, before taking my cock in her mouth. She always amazed me in how her hunger for my cock seemed to increase each time I fed her. She told me how good I tasted and how she loved my big cock, the exact words she had used on the phone to her boyfriend while I was eating her pussy. Her boyfriend stripped and joined us. He did have a big cock, and as soon lathered in her own saliva as she went back and forth between us. She even stuffed as much of both of our cocks as she could in her mouth, at the same time looking up at us, hopelessly in lust, as her mouth watered uncontrollably. He was cool, and there was no tension in the room. We stripped her, fed her, and ate her, and fucked her. He stood back, stroking his cock while I fucked her first. He was thinking, the first time, as I rocked her hard, giving her a shattering orgasm. From there, we spit-roasted her, took turns filling her holes, pampered and spoiled our naughty girl. She begged to be used, wanting to be our submissive fuck toy and cock slut. We spent nearly 4 hours together. When we were finished up, I asked to use the shower. I was in the shower for a few minutes when Gina pulled the shower curtain back and jumped in. She kissed me deeply and whispered in my ear how amazing I was, and she couldn't wait to repay me. She started off by working her tab right there. I fucked her and took what I wanted. I'm sure he was jerking off listening in the other room. I was balled deep when I came inside her. I whispered in her ear, "We know whose pussy this belongs to." She was breathlessly shaking her head, yes. I got out, dried off, dressed, got it back on the lips from Gina in front of her, and as I made my way out. That was the last threesome Gina and I had. We enjoyed our connection much more than that. Gina's boyfriend told her it was hot, but never suggested that they have another threesome. Kevin. Hello, Kevin. I have to say, you're not the first that we've read that's happened like this, where the couple ends up having a threesome. But if I remember, it was the same way. It was the woman messaging the person that she's having a relationship with outside of the relationship she's having, saying, "Hey, now my man wants to have a threesome. Can you answer the ad?" So this is very, very similar. And so I can see doing it this way. If you were dating and your partner at the time wanted to have a threesome, so say you're already having other relations with another person, would you suggest that you bring that person in and have them fulfill the third, or would you go the stranger route? I actually like this idea because at least you know you're going to get pleasured twice the way you know you like to be pleasured. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong being pleasured by a stranger and the adventure of finding each other's spots and playing and getting to know each other. But something like this where we don't know if Gina, I would love to know if Gina did another threesome with her boyfriend, but you've already said that never suggested that they did. So, but I also like that you guys had that connection, but still took that leap. And then you guys have had several other threesomes, but like the connection, something that you can relive over and over again. That's common too, that I've talked to couples that it's not an everyday thing that they swing. It's not an every weekend thing. Occasionally they'll reach out to they're active in the communities and they flirt and they play virtual play, you know, flirt and masturbate and do whatever they need to do. But being active in the community, no. Do I like the idea of them taking time off to make sure they're still grounded in whatever they're building with their partner? Absolutely. I think that's very much of kind of like, you know, if you can't have ice cream every day. You wish you could have ice cream every day, but, you know, ice cream every day is bad for you. But in small pieces, it's a very good thing. It can be. It's a very much of a treat. I like that aspect of it. But if it works, however it works for you, that's the way you go with it. Because what I say cannot work, may not work for you, but it may work for you, you know, vice versa kind of thing. So I like this. I kind of like that little secret connection that you guys have. I really, really do. It kind of reminds me of something. And I'm blushing 10 ways to Sunday. So you guys can read into that however you see fit. But yes, I like the secret connection. There's nothing like finding someone that you jive with, I guess we could say, and channel Barbara Billingsley from Airplane and just go with the flow. And now when I worked on lines, because I do want to go back to this, we were talking about how she called her boyfriend at the time and you fingered her. There are so many people that would call and say, "Hey," I'd call mid-morning, hey, is your, boyfriend or lover there? I'd really love to get off. And we're like, well, no, but hey, I'll let you control my vibe. So I could get away with that. But there, that is a common request on the lines, if anybody's wondering, if yes, hearing you get fucked is a very common thing. And there are some guys that know they want that perfect element of you're theirs for the allotted amount of time they're with you. So I can go both ways. But it was a common request to listen to me get pleasured. So yes, so there you go if you're ever wondering. Dear Nikki, growing up as a conservative evangelical Christian in the America South, it was drilled into me that homosexuality was a sin. My friends and I used to kneel together and pray that we would be kept pure and never be turned gay. So it doesn't surprise me now that it took until the end of college to feel comfortable enough to start exploring my bisexuality. Senior year of college, I was dating a really great guy. We looked like the picture-perfect straight couple with eyes for only each other and the frequent fun sex. But despite my great partner and the hours of homophobic prayers in my youth, I couldn't stop thinking about having sex with women. I'd never done it, but it dominated my thoughts and fantasies every day for weeks. What would it be like to taste another girl's pussy? To feel her tits in my hands? To be kissed by a girl? At the height of all this questioning, my cousin's wedding came around. She was raised by the same beliefs as I was, but, unlike me, still clung to them. I packed my bridesmaid's dress and heels, I kissed my boyfriend goodbye, and went off to bear witness as she promised to submit her new husband in all things till death do they part. The weekend was filled with all fun, cliche things many brides do before they get hitched. We went to one of those wine and painting nights, and all went home with painting and wine. We tried on our dresses and shoes and drank and gossiped behind the bride's back about our opinions on her intended. Later, the other bridesmaids, all whom I knew from growing up in the church together, and I swapped stories about losing our faith and virginities and speculated about whether or not the wedding night would be actually the first time for the conservative bride and groom. I suspected it would be the first. Eliza suspected it would not. Eliza and I had known each other for a long time, but never very well. I had a crush on her brother in middle school, but she was too young at the time for me to pay much attention. I wasn't open to being bi yet, so she always had been my friend's little sister. But now that we were both young adults, I saw her with fresh eyes. She was so cute. Big, unruly red hair and a wonky smile that lit up her whole face and gave her those eyes crinkles that were just the ticket for me. A petite frame, but with plenty of gorgeous body to hold on to, and huge boobs that I knew I would get lost in if I had the chance and wasn't careful. So cute, but also married. After our long day of bacheloretting, we all went back to the house and we were staying at the weekend and headed to bed. Eliza and I, who happened to be sharing a room and a bed, stayed up chatting. She told me all about how, before marrying her husband, she used to date girls and really missed that. I told her how I was coming to the realization that I'm bi and wanting to explore that. I asked her to tell me more, and she started to feel the ache. She felt that she missed her old freedom to be with women. I knew she understood when I told her just how badly I wished I knew what it was like. As we lay in the dark under the covers, she asked me, "Do you want to try it?" "Try what?" I asked, scared that she might be offering exactly what I thought she was offering and hoping she was. Eliza rolled over and put her hands on my ribs just below my breast. Pulling herself closer, she started to kiss me. "This," she said. I tentatively put my hand on the back of her head and pulled her in for another kiss. All hesitance disappeared. The lips met mine again, and we began to make out in earnest. Her mouth was small and eager. She bit my lower lip, and I slid my tongue towards hers. With confidence this time, I reached up and buried one hand in her hair while I kissed her neck just below her jaw. With my other hand, I felt her tit and ran my thumb over her nipple. Her tits were so big that I could easily have used both hands to cup one. Eliza closed her eyes and let out a little sound, breathing heavily and smiling. We kissed each other's mouths, necks, ears, and breasts. I ran my hands over her body, and she started to suck my nipples, letting out a little moan. I pulled her on top of me and grabbed her ass. At what an ass. She had her hands over me and gently bit my nipple. Soon her hands were between my legs, burying her fingers in my thigh in that way lovers do when they'd rather be burying their fingers somewhere else. She kissed me again, hard, and pulled back. "Is this okay?" "Eliza, this is incredible. You're so gorgeous, but I prop myself up on my elbows. Is this okay for you? You're married. Eliza winked at me. My husband will understand. She squeezed my inner thigh again and then moved her hand up to my clit. She stroked it with just the right amount of pressure and watched as I tilted my head back with pleasure. My breaths came shorter and my moans came out louder, and I found myself reaching for her clit. I started mirroring what she was doing to my clit and watched as she tilted her head back with pleasure. She flicked her fingers over my clit faster and faster. It was incredible, so I did the same to hers. We moaned together and I pulled her back in to kiss me again. I slid two fingers inside her, then deeper when I heard her breath catch, and I felt her pussy tighten around my fingers. She bit her lip and gasped as I stroked inside her pussy harder and harder. Eliza reached for my clit again, rubbing at that just the right speed and pressure. She took my nipple between her teeth and slipped her fingers inside me, and then she moved her mouth lower and lower until she was kissing just above my clit. She licked my clit, first slow and hard, and then quick and light, then faster and faster, harder and harder. I forgot what I was doing to her pussy, and forgot where we were, and forgot everything else, but what it felt like to have her fingers inside my pussy and her tongue licking my clit. Finally, we'd exhausted each other. Neither of us had orgasmed, but we were both happy and satisfied all the same. Full of endorphins and warm feelings, we kissed again and lay back on the pillows, smiling at each other. That was so amazing. Thank you so much, Eliza. She smiled even bigger, those eye crinkles, and squeezed my thigh. We fell asleep spooning. The next morning, Eliza and I rolled out of bed, groggily stumbling to the bathroom to brush our teeth. I looked down at my hands and laughed, remembering that my fingers had just been inside the cute girl's pussy the night before. With a toothbrush in my mouth and face covered in toothpaste, I grinned and said, "Eliza, we fucked last night." She winked at me and grinned back. We did something. The rest of the wedding weekend went more or less as expected. Vows of faithfulness were shared. My cousin promised to submit her groom and promised to protect her in return. Eliza and I shared a knowing, unrepentant look at when the pastor started talking about how holy relationships are between one man and one woman. I've never told my cousin or anyone in our conservative family about mine and Eliza Triss, but I remember her wedding anniversary every year, and I smiled to myself, thinking of the first time with another girl, Marianne. Hello, Marianne. I love this. I do. I have been with women before. I think I've told you that. Long time ago, I have met someone that I get what she's saying, that she just saw that, Marianne just saw that thing about her. And I've known her for a couple of years now, and we've chatted off and on, and I've met her at a party. And it wasn't until recently that I've been able to acknowledge, just because of all the bad experiences I've had being with women, and we never should do that, right? And not that I want a relationship with her, but there's just something about her. And so I can honestly say that in an open way, that there's just something about her that I find incredibly sexy and attractive. And it's just, there's just something about it. You know, will I do anything about it? I don't know. I mean, maybe you should listen to a couple of my own episodes, right? But this isn't about me. This is about Marianne and Eliza. So here's the thing. I'm glad she held your hand. I'm glad that your first experience, I'm so extremely happy that you have found a way to listen to whatever negativity, that's the word I'm looking for, in the world. And you have finally listened to yourself and took that leap. We know what's best for ourselves, and you're not hurting anybody else but yourself. This is done in a very positive light, and I'm very happy with that, in a very consensual way as well. Could it happen another way? Absolutely. Hopefully this encouraged you to maybe open up and explore this realm a little more, or maybe this is just a little tickle for the clit memory for lonely days, or days that we're horny and no one's home to give us a good fucking. Either way, I'm just saying this. It is nobody's business but the person or people you have in your bedroom, what happens in your bedroom or hotel or bathroom or shower or car, jeep or woods or wherever we're having our rendezvous. None of that matters. It's only you and the people involved, consensually involved. And sometimes we need to shut the outside world down and not have so much social media on whatever it is. Because you know what? They may not be your cup of tea anyway, you know? So let them find them. You, as the saying goes, you do you, let them do them, right? That's what I'm saying to you. When it comes to finding our sensuality, who we want to be sexually, even with ourselves, by ourselves, even if you don't know how many people I talk to, and we might as well say men, that love their life, but had that secret sexual desire. I really have problems with S's. And I was the only way that it could explore that in a non-judgmental way. And when I'm telling you this, that your life may not allow you to explore that as it has opened a way for Eliza and Marianne, or, you know, I'm just glad Marianne was able to have an Eliza to give her that open opportunity, and that Eliza had a understanding husband as well. So if you were at a particular event and had an opportunity to explore something that you've been desiring very heavily, would you go for it? Would you explore and see where it goes? Or would you just keep those secrets in a place and just live with them and live with the desires and frustration? It's not hurting anybody. I say go for it and find that self with you. You may find out that it was not even worth your 5 minutes or 30 or an hour. But what's an hour wasted versus not knowing? You know, I don't know about you. I don't want to live without regrets in most things, I should say. So I would take that leap. I absolutely would. And maybe, just maybe, not that I'm going to reveal it here, I just might take a shot at her next time I see her. What do you guys think? I really want to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, I was about to say Crazy Summer Nights. That is actually going on, and I will be at both of them, both June and July, I think. I'll get the dates for you soon. Exotica coming up. I'll get my head straight, I promise. Exotica next weekend. I'll be there Friday and Saturday, flying home Sunday, and I'll be in Wichita. Again, both of these are in my link tree on all my socials, so you can go there to buy tickets and kind of look out for me. Exotica, I'll be walking around. I'll have a table in Wichita, from what I understand. So I'll be, and it's a smaller venue than Exotica, so I'll be more easier to find. Easier? That's not a word. Just bear with me. Also, don't forget, the ASN Award nominees are now out. I am in the top 5 for Best Entertainment Podcast. You can vote once a day up until April 30th. So all votes are appreciated here. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we go over to their house and you can sit back with her husband and watch us play? What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.